This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
This is no Vincent at this point in time. This is Miles from Europe, and I say good morning to you, USA Prepared class and fellow Americans over there. Today it's Tuesday. We're broadcasting live from Europe and from the United States in Missouri in at Vincent's farm. And he tried to go to the bathroom real quick, I think. He wasn't feeling that night. No. He just wanted me to start the show, so he will be with us very quick. So let's find out whether Joey has joined us now. John, can you hear me? Is Joey
morning,
already?
Miles.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
How are you? Good.
Are we one man short?
Pardon?
Are we one man short?
Oh, then he'll pop up. He's working with the puppies.
Yeah. Vincent's dog had seizures in the last 2 days, and he's working on finding out why that happened, what the cause for that was, and applying the right treatment for that. And actually, we did some testings in the last 2 weeks here with the hunters and with a couple of farmers where we draw some blood of cats. And the hunters draw blood of deers that they shot in order to find out whether they have critters in the blood, so-called Morgellons or mites. And the interesting part in that was they all turned out positive, that they all were infected in some way, shape, or form with these critters. So I'm wondering whether Vincent's dog has something similar to it. And how the dog is going to respond on the diatomaceous earth, as well probably on other things that Vincent is going to give them. Joey?
Miles, who does the study? Who does that test? Who checks the blood? How do they identify if it's a Morgellons or a parasite? Like here, our deer will get something. They had that blue tongue disease. They died. They also carry a different parasite. They'll drop that parasite in their stool, and then if you have like goats eat at the grass level, they get the parasite, and the goats end up with a liver fluke. And I mean, it takes some intense worming medicine, tannic here, pretty toxic to the animal. And I mean, I've been giving them diatomaceous earth as well to try to kill that. You know, somewhere I read if you had geese, the geese will eat that liver fluke, which basically looks like a snail without its shell. Mm-hmm. And that system worked really well for a couple of years. Then when the geese had new babies, the babies went through the fence. Then the geese figured they could go through the fence. Well, then they lost their job. They were cleaning up the outside yard where the animals were locked in the inside. And I'm like, wow, this is all wrong. So, yeah.
Well, let's go back to the first part of the question. How do you find out whether your animals do have it or not? And that test is actually a very simple task to do. You need a drop of blood of the animal, and you have to instruct your veterinarian to put it in under his microscope. Better would be a dark field microscope, and to to watch the sample, to observe a sample within 72 hours, finding out whether in the last 20 to 25 hours, fibers start growing out of the blood. Like this is the terminal moment for the critters where they start taking whatever they can just to survive, and they start growing fibers. Or you can see little red chips or yellowish dots or like red metallic chips in the blood. That would be a different kind of it. But fibers and the little red metallic dots, that would be a marker.
What would you do to either prevent it or try to lessen its overall problem?
Well, I do not know what I can tell you about that. I'm not a doctor, and I'm not giving medical advice here. I'm just sharing what we are doing if this happens to one of our dogs or of our cows or our sheep or goat. What are the options here? And I start first what we're doing with a man or a woman or a child. You often see, like, when shingles start popping up on somebody or skin irritations on the hands and on the legs, that often the doctors tell you, oh, that's a fungus or this is an irritation. And they try to give you, or they prescribe cortisone cream or urea cream in order to get rid of it. But sometimes that really doesn't help, and you need to start working more on your intestines, because if you start having something on your hand, for me, it is then that I know that I'm depleted of vitamins and minerals. So these critters inside of you, or inside of me, they're depleting me of that, what my body actually needs to heal. And I'm starting to fight that. And diatomaceous earth is one of the very viable things to do in order to clean the bowel out.
Now, I bought that DE for my dog, and they had a probiotics blend for the dog, pets, cats, whoever. And because I didn't know, most dogs don't like to eat sauerkraut, but I could eat that, and that would work for my probiotics. In fact, I've just been learning how to make it. Hey, I got a question. My dog had, in the last 2 days, I take 5 ticks off of the dog. She hadn't had any kind of issues for the last 2.5 months, an occasional tick. But Sunday, from morning till evening, it was 5 ticks. And I go over that dog a lot. I check over eyes or neck, because that's usually where they're at. But I'm kind of wondering, something in that dog's blood, different food, something created a magnet for that dog to pull up them ticks. What do you think?
Well, I think that's exactly what's happening with our animals outside, like cats and dogs. When we change food, and especially if they get a diet that is more bloody, then interestingly, they seem to attract more ticks. But now, you didn't give them any bloody meat or something like that. It was just a change of...
Actually, you're spot on. I would give them hamburger. When I'm cooking a burger, I give her, you know, like 2 tablespoons of raw burger, which normally I don't. Then, yeah, Sunday in particular, I had a cut of steak meat. I was cutting it up, making it like fajitas, and I had some of that meat I gave her. That's the only thing. Boy, that's exactly what it is. It's the raw blood in that meat. Changed her. And, wow, I would never have thought of that, Miles. Not in a million years. And I'm really methodical. What have I done? I mean, I've been giving a dog eggs just to get her off of the other canned food, because I noticed I usually have to give her the canned food to mix the diatomaceous in.
Yeah.
Otherwise, she don't care to eat it. And I noticed if I give her that like 4 days in a row, then her skin turns dry because she rolls on her back, she's itching, she's scratching. You know, I cut that out. I go back to, you know, I made a soup, and the bottom of the soup, I piled some rice in it and made a porridge out of it, and I was giving her that, and I could mix the DE in that. But it's the blood in the burger. That's exactly the only thing she's had different. Well, she won't be doing that anymore.
Well, you can't do that. Actually, that is very good for the dog or for the cat. So it is for ours. They feel pretty good with that. What we do if they come close to us or if they even come into the house, like one cat we do have, we use cedar oil. We treat the cat with cedar oil, and we just drop it on 2-3 spots on the fur, and we rub it in, especially on the downside and on the legs, and we don't have any issues, neither with lice, with ticks or something else. And I can hear Vincent coming back in here. Hello, Vincent. Good morning.
Miles, thank you so much for jumping in. Joey, thank you. You know, I just wanted to say that if you wonder who we are at USA Prepares, this is who we are. I would say just a few seconds before the broadcast started, I alerted to Miles and Joey to the fact that we've been having one of our dogs has had seizures, and it was maybe every 6 hours, and now it's gotten to the point where it's about every hour and a half. And so we've been up all night for a couple nights.
Wow.
And Mrs. Finelli, I heard her call for me, and it wasn't Vincent, can you come down here? It was a lot more alarming than that. And so just before the broadcast started, I said, I've got to go. And so here we had Miles and Joey jumping in to to a worldwide broadcast on the fly, seconds to spare. And that's kind of what happens with those of us who don't take direction very well. We just, well, Miles, you've said it, lead, follow, or get out of the way. And USA Prepares has a bunch of people who are willing to lead and take over and take charge in an emergency. I've seen it over and over again. And just a short diversion. We had an expo in Springfield, Missouri, and a man collapsed right there. At the expo, and you know, we could have called 911, but we had Dr. Norman Shealy there, we had Dr. Joel Wallach, we had a few of our nurse instructors, and there were about six, and then we had an ER doctor, David Pruitt from the West Coast, and the doctors decided, you know, I called for the emergency over the PA system, I called for our USA Prepares doctors to go to the water fountain location, and they immediately went over there, and they took care of this man, and I guess about 45 minutes later, the rescue team showed up. He was all fine by then, and so that's kind of what we do, and maybe this is a little lesson as to you don't have to wait. You don't have to wait to take charge. If you're qualified to do whatever it is, scene of an accident or a medical emergency or even a broadcast, jump in. Jump in and take charge and lead the way. Miles from Europe, Joey, thank you so much. I'm Vin Finelli. We'll be right back. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting goberkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't pick on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zero. Rolled out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24-7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class, I'm sure many of you are wondering what this is all about. Well, we have a number of dogs here at the farm. Some of them are rescue dogs. And two of them, one of them is not. Anyway, the dog that had a problem is Ayudi, and she's having these seizures, and she's 100 pounds, 100 to 115 pounds. And she's a family member. She's a Neapolitan Mastiff. She's 6 years old. And yesterday, we brought her to her doctor, a veterinarian, and he's a brilliant man, and he prescribed phenobarbital, and she's on it, but it takes about a week to begin working, and we're not sure if it's going to solve the problem, because she may have a kidney failure, liver failure, a brain tumor, cancer, or she may just be fortunate and just have these seizures, kind of like epilepsy, and it's treated the same way as epilepsy with phenobarbital. So that's what's happening, and these emergencies are absolutely frightening. And here's the whole point of this. Right now she's stable. And here's a preparedness or survival point. What happens if, well, these are the good days, but going down the road, what happens if this is your grandparent that is living with you, or your mother or your father? And it's up to you to take care of that person. Let's say you have to bug out. And do you have a wheelchair? Do you have crutches? What if that person can't walk? Are you strong enough to put that person on your back and carry that person to safety? These are the good days. You know, where most of the infrastructure is still working. and it's a quite a quite a hardship. I don't know what other word to use, but it involves everyone in the family. I know Joey's had this problem in his family. Miles, you've had this problem, and so have I. And it's, you know, it's our duty. It's our responsibility. It's the right thing to do to take care of those who take care of us. And if you think about your parents and the sacrifices that they've made for you, raising you, it's our responsibility. Miles?
Well, first of all, Vincent, I need to apologize then to you. I thought you were making a joke and then jumping off the show just to let me do the intro. And I'm fine with that, and so I apologize to that because I tried to be rather a little bit more funny then, and I didn't get the gravity of the situation.
Well, Miles, you took care of it. You took care of starting the show, and I really appreciate it. But yeah, she was in the throes of death many times, maybe 7 or 8 times since yesterday. And it's,
did you have her blood sample collected and analyzed?
The veterinarian is going to be doing that. We've got to bring her back, but he didn't have time to do that. He was surrounded by emergencies yesterday, so we were just fortunate to get her in for the visit. But that the dark field microscope blood test is what we plan to do.
Well, we did that here on, and it was astonishing for us. We were totally shocked when we got the result of that, when we found out that out of 10 cats from 10 different farms and animals, deers that are being shot here in the woods, we all had the results come back positive. They all had critters, and we even went so far that we had the hoofs analyzed of cows, of cattle that was butchered, and we even could find strands in the hoofs of the cows already here in a very natural resort. And my only explanation to that is it's not coming from the ground. I think it's coming from the sky.
Miles, it's uncanny the kinds of discussions that you and Joey and I have, three different parts of the world. And Joey, of course, is closer. He's in Michigan. I'm in Missouri. You're in Europe. We just brought one of our cows in for a hoof problem. We've got another one to bring in to the veterinarian for a hoof problem. So we're seeing exactly what you're seeing. And I also believe it's from the sky or it can be in the food that our animals are eating. Jim in Oregon, please stay with us, and you'll be on the air with us as soon as we come back from these few short commercial announcements. Miles in Europe, Joey in Michigan, I'm Vin Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Do you lay awake at night and worry about the health and safety of you and your loved ones? Do you wonder what would happen if you weren't able to get to a hospital or doctor? How can you keep your family safe against the deadly pathogens that are beginning to emerge in the world today? Give yourself peace of mind with Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver is turning heads around the world as a new weapon in the fight against bacteria, viruses, and fungus. Supernatural Silver can be taken internally or used topically to help the body's own immune system fight off disease much more effectively. Supernatural Silver has been tested at independent universities and laboratories around the world and has been proven to be safe and highly effective against some of the planet's deadliest pathogens. There is no better product to have in your home for daily use or emergency preparedness. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, use the code SILVER2015 for 20% off, and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, for those of you who are concerned, Ayudi is stable in the kitchen. Mrs. Finelli's with her, and my mom is with her, so she's stable. And Mrs. Finelli asked that I express her thanks to Miles and Joey for allowing me to take the time to help her and Ayudi during this live broadcast. So thank you, Miles. Thank you, Joey. Jim, in Oregon, you're on with Miles, Joey, and me. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. I, as the first time I've ever done this, I'm a little nervous. I was listening to your show that aired last Thursday with Dr. Miller, and it's been gnawing at me ever since I heard that, because it took me back to a place in 08, 07, when I started figuring out what the whole chemtrail spraying was about, or I became aware of it and started researching it. And I think I know why they're doing it to us and who's doing it to us. And in order to get your head around it, the reason why I like you and your perspective, Vincent, is because you're a cattle rancher and you can probably get this the easiest. I had to realize that I was a cattle and I was on a ranch. And the things that I was doing, which I didn't ever think about, I just did it because that's what was available. That was the way our society was structured. I just followed right along like everybody else. But it's the air. Our lifestyle uses a vast amount of air. These engines that we drive around in use
oxygen.
It all mixes up in the atmosphere, and we share it, right? And it's necessary for combustion, but it's also necessary for everything to live. And if we, our bodies use approximately 9,700 liters of air a day. That's what we need to live, a typical man or woman or child, plus all the animals and all the plants need a decent amount of air to live. And wherever the car culture starts, you notice the air pollution is horrendous because it is one of the dirtiest things we could do. And so I have kind of tracked this. You can kind of watch where the money is going right now. And through investment funds and, you know, all the BS that they put up there, so that we can't figure out what they're doing on the corporate level. They have pulled trillions of dollars out of the oil industry. These big funds and stuff, which I think are kind of the tools of the big families. And they've pulled like $3 trillion out in the last 5 years. And I think what's that?
Continue. Just finish your train of thought. I apologize.
They pulled a lot of money out. And you can track this on Google News and in various places to figure out, yeah, a lot of money has left that sector. And there was a battle before that. The Rockefeller family was trying to get Exxon to go into other energies. And, basically the genie's out of the bottle and they ain't doing it. They're making far too much money off of it.
Jim, hold that thought. Miles, you wanted to respond?
Welcome to a new paradigm. Humanity as a whole has always been traded as cattle or as chicken. And you can go back to the Bible or to the Talmud. It doesn't matter where you start. There always has been somebody who was controlling the population, how it breeds, how it interbreeds, how it develops, when it needs to be culled. And the technology became more refined to that. So in today's means, we have the combustion technology that is totally out of date. We're still in the 19th century with that. And I partially agree with that engines are bad for us, but this is nothing compared to a volcano. And I'm not talking about a super volcano, just a regular volcano like one of them in South America that are going up and putting up CO2, sulfur components, nitric oxide, and dust into the atmosphere. If you combine only this year's eruption of volcanoes, you have approximately the consumption span of 20,000 years humanity.
I've heard this before. This is, to me, just a rationalization of our behavior. Point out something else and say that it's worse than us. But if we were put on this planet, okay, as a creature, and you can measure our respiration, 9,700 liters of air a day, and then along at some point somebody invents this new kind of vehicle that uses the air supply in a harmful way, that is not going to stand, especially when millions and millions, now there's like a billion vehicles on the road.
I agree with you. I totally agree. This is, I said I don't disagree. I just partially agreed. The vehicles that we have on the road, they do consume the oxygen, mostly the oxygen for the combustion. The other components will be still in the air. So it is at a point now where we are at a battle for oxygen. And Vincent pointed out in many, many shows that the oxygen levels are dropping. I can confirm that from here. We were going from 21% in the woods or on the mountains. We have a delta of now 8% difference here in Europe. And like Istanbul, if you take the city of Istanbul in Turkey, you have a saturation of between 11 and 13%, depending on where the wind is coming from.
Plus, for those of you who may not know the term, Miles used the term delta. That means difference. That means the difference between high and low. And, Jim, when you talk about air consumption, you know, we breathe, if we're fortunate enough to breathe 21% oxygen air, what we exhale is about 15%. So we use 5% of the oxygen in each breath. We actually consume that. And then if you want to make it worse than just the automobiles and the trucks and the jets, then you add to that the heating systems, like in the Northeast, where we have oil burners, which consume about 500 gallons of fuel oil per household. And how much oxygen does that consume? Enormous, enormous quantities. And that's at the time when it's cold and the leaves aren't on the trees and the grass isn't growing and converting the carbon dioxide back to oxygen for us. So it's the winter's a tough time. And by the way, that is why, one of the reasons why I live in an area that is surrounded by woods, both hardwoods and evergreens, for that reason. But Jim, you make a really good point. We are defecating in our sandbox. There's no question about it.
Well, coming to grips with this myself, I'm a person that takes responsibility for himself. I'm a bootstrapper. Everything I've ever done, I just started from the ground up and just did it because I'm never driven by money. I'm more driven by a challenge or a problem. And I don't think, you know, myself, what I have done is I systematically tried to reduce my emissions. I found ways on the internet, built different devices and stuff to make my car use less fuel and burn it cleaner. And this stuff actually works. And you can go on the internet and just buy this stuff and put it together. So whether you have to figure it out.
You're talking about Brown's gas.
Brown's gas, yeah, that's the main thing. Like, I got so far down that rabbit hole, I actually think I developed something a little bit different. I call it a capacitive gas generator because if you take the electrolyzer idea out of it and you just measure it, it measures and acts just like a capacitor, and it uses far less current and produces a higher quality of gas.
Mm-hmm.
But I got those books off the internet, and my main thing about calling in today is when I heard, you know, the most emotional show you've ever done, I mean, that really touched my heart because that's where I was when I found out about this stuff. For about a solid week, I was on the edge of tears. Everywhere I went, I couldn't even hardly go on the job site because I could see they're trying to kill us.
I'll tell you what.
I can just walk away from that.
I think you're right. I think they are trying to kill us.
Cattle. You know, if you had a bunch of sick cattle and they were affecting your other cattle or moving your environment on your farm, you'd take them down. That's what's going on.
That's what happens with coyotes as predators.
My thing is we've got to become, in our preparedness, we have to figure out, okay, whatever they're doing to us ain't going to stand. it's just not going to stand. We're going to figure it out, and there's going to be a remainder, a huge remainder of people that are left after this thing. We figure out what's going on.
I think you are an optimist on that, because I see humanity's future in a way darker form. And Jordan Maxwell has a wonderful saying to that. If you see the end, if you are in a tunnel and you see the end at the end of the light, at the end of the tunnel, you see the light. That's not the exit. That's the train coming towards you to crush you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well. I've been there, and I believe that, but I try not to think about that, because I figure I'm already dead, and most of us are already dead, but some of us have some ingenuity and some drive and some...
Okay, Jim, you're absolutely right. There are those of us with ingenuity, and that's what the rest of this broadcast is about. I want to thank you for being with us today, and feel free to call in again. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for your time.
Miles and Joey and I are going to be back right after these few short commercial announcements, and we're going to talk about ingenuity. We're going to be talking about building that village. We're going to talk about how you can do it, and it's really tough where we live, where Joey and I live, because we don't play well. I'm talking about those of us in the United States. We'll be right back. By now you know that USAPrepares.com is your source for water filtration systems. Here at the farm, we use our water filtration system for drinking, cooking, and for our cats and dogs. Which brand are we using? Well, that would be the ProPure system, because it filters out pathogens, microbes, chlorine, and fluoride. Multiple sources indicate that fluoride is responsible for lowering our IQs by 5%. Now, how many of you would like to sign up for a lower IQ? USAPrepares.com offers ProPure water filtration systems and accessories at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate. We buy them by the pallet loads and pass the savings on to you. And if you're outside of Missouri, there's no sales tax. And if this appeals to you, visit USAPrepares.com. That's USAPrepares.com. You can order online, and we have the ProPure water filtration systems in stock, ready to ship. USAPrepares.com. ProPure water filtration systems at the same price as everyone else, except we offer an instant rebate.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USE-SILVER for your free catalog, or go to OneSilverSolution.com. OneSilverSolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Numana, the true pioneer of healthy storable foods and preparedness products, has gone and done it again. Numana is now the first food storage company in the country to offer organic powdered milk free of hormones. Our goal is to change the way you look at storable food. Numana is GMO-free, contains no high fructose corn syrup, aspartame, or artificial ingredients. Numana's great tasting and easy to fix meals are perfect for emergencies or a quick dinner for your family this weekend. We also offer the revolutionary Defender Pack, which combines organic superfoods with the GMO-free meals our customers rave about. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 today to learn more. That's 888-597-0775. Numana. Food storage you'll love to eat.
It's time to kick some ash. Because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vapriate e-liquid by LeSig.
Because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too.
LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com. Spelled LeSig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes. Kick some ash.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This can be sliding.
What are today's hot
things?
Take my
when you go to
DC
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Miles is with us. Joey's with us. You know, Jim in Oregon said it all. He said, they're trying to kill us. He's absolutely right. So what do we do about it? Well, there is a solution. And the solution is we have to work together. Literally, we have to work together. How many of us know our neighbors? How many of us live in neighborhoods, at the end of the cul-de-sac maybe, or on the cul-de-sac, or one of the other streets in a neighborhood? Do you know the neighbors behind you, to the left, to the right? How long did it take to meet them? Do you work together, and do you help each other with caring for children and fixing that those brakes that failed in the driveway? Do you help each other? Do you share information? Do you meet once a month and get together and talk about what's happening and how you can work together? I would think that very few of us do that in the United States. But we can learn a lot from our friends in Europe. And why can we learn from them? Because they had adversities that we haven't seen in our lifetime. We haven't seen them. They've had their cities, and villages, and towns, and hamlets bombed. They've been invaded. They've been shot at. They've had grenades thrown at them. And it's just the destruction that man has unleashed on man is just horrific. Well, out of the ashes of that, there are a few elders who have taught those who are younger that we have to work together. We don't have to like each other, but we have to work together. We may end up in the foxhole with someone we can't stand. And then you're buddies, right? Miles, what do you think?
Well, that's exactly what happened here. Under Agenda 21, a couple of farms have been taken, have been leveled, and have been so-called renaturalized. And the farmers have been driven off to live now in a city in a sponsored home. And this was the place where the farmers then started to fear for their farms and for the lifestyle they have. And what we live here is a very natural, very down-to-earth lifestyle, living with nature, not against it. And so we are always challenged by the federales and their ideas, what's coming down the pipe, in order to save our customs and habits, because otherwise we will be just intermingled and we will have the refugees coming in here, and that would be then it. And we made the statement for us that we will not take this. So I think in the next hour, we will go into certain things that you can do, or even many people out of the class can start by themselves and offer things out and start a group. I don't want to call it community, because the word community is a term that derives out of the communist agenda, and I'm not a communist, and I don't like communism. I like my life without any ism attached to it. I want to be a part of nature and taking care of nature. Vincent?
And Miles, and that's one of the reasons why we use the word village. A group of people who seem to want to work together to help and support each other and protect and defend each other. And you know, it starts with someone. It starts with someone doing something. And hopefully, if it's going to be positive, it starts with someone doing nice, something nice for someone else. And an example is our neighbor's cows got out. Their fence isn't as, as nice as it should be. And a whole bunch of their cows got out, maybe 50, 60, maybe even 100. And they were at work. So Mrs. Finelli and I just opened their gate and walked their cows back into their farm. Now, had we not done that quickly, it would have been really hard. It would have then taken trucks and trailers to get the cows back, because the grass is always greener way down the road. So that's, you know, just one, and I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back. That's just what neighbors do. That's what neighbors do. And someone has to start being nice first. And I suggest that we do that right here in this classroom. So today's assignment is do something nice for one of your neighbors. And it may not even take money, because in our case, it didn't. It just took a little bit of time. After the top of the hour news and commercial announcements, we're going to build that village right here, right now. And we're going to help you get started so that you can protect and defend and survive what's coming. We'll be right back with Miles in Europe, Joey in Michigan, and me, Vin Finelli. And we'll take your calls. How many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy, or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from Guns80.com and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit Guns80.com, Guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.